نعم. وعن سلمان بن عامر الضبي رضي الله عنه رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا أفطر أحدكم فليفطر على تمر، فإن لم يجد فليفطر على ماء، فإنه طهور. رواه الخمسة وصححه ابن خزيمة وابن حبان والحاكم. إذا أفطر نريتد سلمان بن عامر الضبي رضي الله تعالى عنه ذا بروفيت صلى الله عليه وسلم سد ذا بروفيت صلى الله عليه وسلم سد When one of you breaks his fast, he should do so with some dates. But if he cannot get any, he should break his fast with water, for it is purifying. إذا أفطر, meaning at the time of sunset, then let him, when he breaks his fast, he should do so with some dates. But if he doesn't find the dates, either it's not available, or because there is doesn't have the means to buy it, he can't afford paying for it. فَلْيُفْتَرْ عَلَى مَا Then let him break his fast with water, for its purifying. The Prophet ﷺ here mentioned two types, the dates, and the second, al-ma, water. But we know that he himself, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, used to break his fast first with rutab, fresh, ripe dates, rutab. But if he did not find that, he used to break his fast with some dates. And if not, then with water. So these are the three types: fresh, ripe dates, then dates, then water. And there is no doubt that this is the preferred way. The rutab, as the rutab, the fresh ripe dates, because it is soft and the stomach will digest that quickly and it will dissipate in the body very fast. And everyone knows the benefits that are contained in the ripe dates, and how it results the energy to the body. It brings back the energy to the body, refreshes the body with energy. Now, then after that, the dates, because they are dry somehow, so their digestion is slow as compared to that of a rutab, the fresh ripe dates. Then afterwards, if not, then water, for it is purifying, meaning it purifies the stomach. It's just like washing the stomach from its precipitations. That is because these precipitations and wastes deposit there, and they may need to be washed. So therefore the water is purifying. So therefore, in addition to being a legal command, it is a healthy one as well. And there is there are those who recommend that the person takes water upon waking up, even though he may not be thirsty, They said that this may clean the stomach and the intestine. And that remains to be seen in terms of its merit to be taken daily after awakening. From the benefits of this hadith, first, the wisdom of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in directing the fasting individual towards breaking his fast with these three things, because they are beneficial to his body, nutritional, and also there is the fruit and the activation of energy. And the order in these things, as you heard, first ar-rutab, the fresh, ripe, then the somehow dry, then the water. What about if he doesn't find the water? The people of knowledge, al-ulama, rahimahumullah, said it's better that he breaks the fast on something sweet, because they said that's closer to the dates and to the dates. And if he doesn't find any kind of food, but he finds some sweets and water, then it's better to take the water first, because this is what is supported by the text. And as to what's done by some people, some ignorant ones, who claim that if you don't have anything with you, then wet your finger with your saliva, then take it out and then suck it back again. This has no basis. Rather, we say that if there is nothing with you to break the fast with, then intend that in your heart. Meaning that intend that if you have something, then you would break the fast in accordance with the command of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and also in attainment of the good mentioned in the previous hadith. لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطر. People continue to be on good and righteousness as long as they hasten to break the fast.